This week, the Los Angeles Business Journal issues its 8 over 80 special report. The annual report looks at octogenarians who are still making their mark in the city's business community. This year's group of men and women includes Dr. Howard Murad, artist Betty Saar, and entertainment lawyer Burt Fields. And they are actively engaged, diverse, and sometimes even inspirational individuals. Joining us now in studio to tell us more is LA Business Journal publisher and CEO Anna Magzanian. Anna, good morning to
you. Good
morning. So, okay, look. Many people out there probably watching are thinking, like, why are these people still working in their 80s or 90s?
Look, they share the passion.
What's up with that? Yeah.
No, but I mean, first of all, this is one of my favorite lists because it just shocks me every time. I mean, first of all, most of these people are very financially successful and they could retire any time, but they love what they do. And in our conversations with them, when our newsroom met with them, it keeps them active, it keeps them young. And when they're loving what they do, they just don't want to retire. It carries over. It doesn't feel like work to them. It just feels like this is their life. This is what they're made for, and they just continue to do it.
Now, in the reporting that you all did at you know, the LA Business Journal, what are some of the biggest changes that you noticed over the years?
You know, a lot of these folks are saying that the one big change that they're seeing is technology. You know, technology and the evolving of cell phone use, texting, emailing over the years of the course of their business, right? So they've been in business for almost, 50, 60 years, and that's been probably the biggest change that they've seen. They've embraced it. We're hearing from every single one of them. They're saying, you know, it makes our jobs easier. It makes, you know, the business more successful. So it's kind of fun to see that they are embracing some of this technology, even though, you know, learning new tools
sure.
is always tough.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So then now the other side of this, what hasn't changed? Like, what's just kind of evergreen?
You know, they said that, you know, one of the things that they talked about was about people. Mm. You know, in order for the business to be core and essential and continue to grow is that you have to know how to deal with people. You really have to build the relationships. That as much as technology has advanced us quite a bit, that one-on-one interaction has to still remain. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those folks are talking about how they continue to do that. And that has been an essential part of their business.
Well, I think that's so true, Anna, because at the heart of business, right, any organization is the people.
It is.
Right? And you got to know how to manage
them. It's your clients, it's your readers, it's your advertisers. You know, sometimes technology, you know, while it makes things easier, it's kind of, you lose that touch point. I think all of us as leaders, we just have to step in and say, okay, when's the last time I picked up the phone?
Yeah.
When was the last time I've scheduled a one-on-one
meeting? Sure.
That's really important.
And then finally, I want to ask you, what's the one takeaway, your one takeaway from this? Why should people care?
If you love what you do, you never have to work a day in your life.
Mm.
I mean, it doesn't feel like work. And so I think what I took away from the 80 over 80s list this year, and I said, gosh, like, you know, some folks are sort of working to retire, right? Some folks are just, you know, prepping that retirement, and they have no desire to retire. So if you really love what you do, and I don't think it feels like work to you, I mean, I want to make sure I continue to love what I do. Mm-hmm. And then I think that's what my big takeaway is.
All right, so we can get passion. Some inspiration from these people, their
Absolutely.
Passion and how it's
Absolutely.
Just carried over. Thank you so much for being
Thank
here.
You.
As always, if you want more information or to subscribe to the weekly publication, visit LABusinessJournal.com. We'll be back.